Hi, everybody, and welcome to the. Fuck it, I don't care anymore. Welcome, just shut up, I'll do it. Okay. All right, back off. Hello, and welcome to the Ensign's Log. I'm. Like Brink. I'm Lieutenant Commander Splunk.
And I'm Commander Johnson.
No, you're not. Wait, you don't have any rank. You don't. You don't have a rank.
I have a thought, but I have a theory.
What?
Hang on. Let Dane introduce herself first.
I'm not letting you introduce yourself as Commander Johnson. It's completely false.
But I have a really good reason for it.
All right, what? Fine.
Just kidding. Oh, you say your part.
Okay. I'm Lieutenant Dana Clifton.
There you go. Now, okay. So.
And it's star date 46915.2. And we're in the Nervala 4 system.
And we're on Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, they don't go anywhere. You're in the same fucking place you're always at.
With
everybody.
Commander.
All my friends and all my family are there. And I'm here on the Enterprise alone.
There's like a bazillion people on the Enterprise.
Are they you, Dana? Are they you? Are they my best friend? You, my wife, and my child? No.
We've been talking about this. You should have taken that offer from Miles when you had it. But that's okay. You're doing your best. You're going to be over here sooner or later.
I left to go quit. I quit. I went in and said, I resigned my commission. Do you know what they said? I'm not allowed to per the Splunk protocol.
Oh, wow. Well, what would they do if you just, came over here?
If I just left? I don't know. Arrest me, probably.
Well, that would be like AWOL.
I'm sorry. Not arrest. Detain. They would detain me.
That's right.
Confine me to my quarters.
Violating your orders.
If you say, am I free to leave, and they say no, that counts as arrest. They call it something different, but that's still being arrested.
Whatever.
He would get court-martialed for abandoning his post, and then like me, his best friend, Commander Steve Johnson, would have to come in as a character witness to...
Hey, Dana, you know what I feel like doing since I've had such a shitty week? You know what my week is? Go to my job.
Yeah.
Come back to empty quarters with no one to talk to. That's my day-to-day now. Is have no one to talk to. No one who loves me here.
You can check on the status of your transfer request.
I have. It's pending. It's probably going to be pending for the rest of my career. We're going to die on this ship now.
You should ping it again. Is it still pending?
Let me look.
Yeah, refresh that thing.
Pending per review now. They added per review to
look
it.
Look at that. Progress.
Which means no one's fucking looked at it for the last 2 weeks.
Well, yes, but it didn't say that previously.
Uh-huh. Should we really invest in what Steve's trying to get us to obviously ask him about?
Can we stop him from telling us?
Well, we can. We can just ignore
it.
We're going to talk about other things. We're going to talk about other things.
Okay, but
I do just, I was just thinking that if I was still officially in Starfleet, I would have been promoted by now because of what the dangerous job I've taken on.
What's dangerous about your job?
What are you doing?
You work in a bar on a space station.
I'm a triple agent.
Yeah.
I'm dancing on the razor's edge in between multiple nation states. I'm spying for these people about these people, and they don't know that I'm spying for the other side. And it's an incredibly dangerous, exciting, adventurous life.
That's true, because if any of them found out how much of a double, triple, quadruple, sextuple agent you are, they'd all fucking kill you. Did you ever think about that?
Well, that's why I figure I deserve a rank bump up to commander. And you see the shirt I'm wearing? I'm wearing my Henley, and it has the three buttons, and I have all three buttons buttoned. So I'm
I don't know what that means. What are you talking about?
I'm a commander. Like three pips.
You're not
like
on anything. You're
those aren't pips. They're buttons.
But it's symbolic.
You're a secret ensign.
Look, now check this out. If I undo the top button, so now there's one button undone. Now I'm a lieutenant commander.
Just pop all of them. That's what you actually are. You're nothing. You're nothing. You're a secret agent.
I'm a secret agent, but I'm just saying I should be, like, in theory, in spirit, I'm not a secret ensign. I should be a secret commander is all I'm trying to say.
Well, but it's not about what you think. Like, you don't give yourself, we don't give ourselves our own positions. Not that matters.
We don't get to decide.
What? No. Why do you say it doesn't matter? It does matter. It matters what rank you are. That's how people know. That's how people judge your worth.
Do you know how many times has my rank changed since you guys did the time?
No.
Scan?
Since you've met
bunch.
Us. Yeah.
A bunch.
That might be our fault.
However, what has changed for me because of getting promoted, demoted, promoted, whatever? What has changed?
So you're saying your actual rank doesn't make a difference?
No. Like, I mean, here over on the space station, I have different work than I used to do, and you know, and then also my job changed when the Cetaceans got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
But that had nothing to do with my rank. It was just the work changed. But that my rank didn't change, and then there were times that my rank changed, but my work didn't change. I was still doing the same thing. The rank doesn't matter.
But it sounds better to say
buttoned or unbuttoned.
But it makes me feel more important if I say that I'm a commander.
Why?
I have something that'll make him feel terrible.
Oh, please, I would love to hear this. Please make
something.
Me feel terrible.
Talking about ranks and stuff.
Go ahead.
He's your
guess
best
what?
Friend and you just
guess
want
what,
to make him feel
Steve?
Terrible. Yeah, some kind of best friend.
He wants to spread the misery around.
Don't judge me, Dana. I'm all by myself.
You said
all I do every night is drink. I'm drinking now. Why do you think I don't have a shirt on?
I wasn't going to mention it.
Shut up.
What was all
of you guys get to hang out? How's my wife? How's my wife doing? How is my wife doing over there on the station all by herself? It's different because I can't see him.
Barash is enrolled in Keiko's school. Seems
oh, great. So you
really
get to watch
well.
You get to watch my child grow up.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm paying that much attention, but I just know he happens to
it's
be a student
a couple
at the school.
Of months, dude.
Don't you judge my pain, Dana.
What were you going to tell me? What were you going to tell me that was going to make me so depressed?
Oh, guess what? Guess what?
What?
You know how we had time clones? Remember? You remember how awesome?
We both have time clones.
How awesome your time clone is?
Yeah,
he's your brother.
People tend to think my time clone is awesome, but actually,
and we had to,
had
to kill my time clone, and I live in his body now.
Yeah, that was a whole thing. Yeah. Okay, what about it?
Well, Commander Riker got a clone too.
What?
Mister, I hate clones. In fact, killed clones at one point.
Yeah.
Wait,
how did he have a time clone? What do you mean?
On Nirvala like a billion years ago. There was a transporter accident, and it created a mirror image of him. So there was one of him, Rikers, left on the planet, and then the Riker we know went off and became a, a lieutenant. He's a commander now.
So there's an extra Riker that was just
left
on that planet the whole time.
So that's right. Now he's here on the ship. He's
like
on the ship.
Image, so is he like left-handed?
No, that's just.
Which one is the good Riker and which one is the evil Riker?
There's not an evil Riker or a good Riker.
That's how it works.
Riker.
That's not how it worked with you. It was how it worked with Jason.
No, that's how it worked with our old captain on the old Enterprise. The same thing happened. The transporter.
Yeah, but that's not what happened
It divided him in half, and there was a good half.
That's
and
not what happened.
That's
not what happened.
That's dividing.
Yeah, that's dividing. This one was a duplicate. This one's a duplicate. His
so
name.
So it's an exact duplicate.
Yeah, they're deciding his name is Tom. His name is Tom.
His name is Tom.
Wait.
Yeah. That's Riker's middle name. So he's decided to call himself.
He has the same name.
Yeah, because it got kind of confusing because they're both technically, Rikers. So one of them decided to take the name Tom, and that's the one that came from the planet. And guess what rank he is.
I would guess whatever rank Riker was when he beamed out way back when.
He's a lieutenant.
So you're kind of his superior.
Yeah, he was a lieutenant back then.
Okay, so he just hasn't gotten promoted because he hasn't been on the ship.
I'm a lieutenant commander, motherfucker.
That's right. So you're the other Riker's boss now.
Well, I mean, he's not staying on the ship.
He's gonna leave. He's not gonna.
How can he?
Have
I mean,
Rikers.
Here's the thing: he got here. He fucked Deanna. He did a whole bunch of stuff, and geez, Will's really been kind of
the other Riker fucked Deanna.
Yeah, he came up. He came to me. He was a little drunk, and he said, "I'm gonna make you some chicken cacciatore, and you're gonna tell me what it's like to have a time clone." And I'm like, if that's what you really want to know, but my experience is like really bad. It's like. He killed me, and I live in his body now. And
so
he's like,
"You told Commander Riker that
Starfleet's
his
paying
time
off
clone
the,
was going to turn evil on him?
No, I didn't tell him that. He just wanted to know what it was like for me.
Did you say this to, like, the Riker that we know Riker?
Yes, Riker. Riker.
The real Riker, not the fake Riker that they just found.
He's not fake.
He really exists.
The other Riker. Tom.
Is this like, so this is like the same deal as our time clones where, like, they're both, we're both really Steve, right? Even though, like, everybody knows I'm really Steve.
Okay, and you're...
Hefe back there is, like, the other one.
Hefe is much you as you are.
Jason and Jason.
I don't get it. Hefe is awesome. He's an awesome dude. He's buff. He's tan. He lives a relaxed lifestyle. Everyone fucking loves him.
He's fine. Good for him.
You can't accept it. You can't accept it.
He decided that he couldn't take the pressure, and he couldn't take the high-risk, high-adrenaline lifestyle of being
meanwhile,
a Starfleet officer, now a secret agent.
I've made my peace with the fact that my time clone lived for millions of years, murdered and killed a whole lot of people, tortured people, killed me, technically, you know, tortured Dana.
Yeah, I remember. Well, you know what I bet probably takes the edge off of that for you a little bit? The fact that you're now living in his immortal... nigh indestructible body.
Well, my point of the fact is I accepted that happened. You can't accept that Hefe is just a cool dude who's fun to hang out with.
Well, but you know he accepts what happened. What he's not accepting is your evaluation of the kind of person that Hefe is.
But he keeps calling Hefe fake.
You know what I accept? I accept that my mom spends way more time with him than with me.
That's because...
I fully embrace that.
That's because Hefe... has made peace with the problems that he had with his mother and actually enjoys her as a person.
Good for him.
What?
Good for him.
Speaking of not judging, Jason.
Yeah, what?
How not is judging. It that you're accusing us of judging you? And that sounded like a very judgmental statement towards Steve. I'm just saying.
And to counter that, shut up.
Boy, you really are having trouble, dude.
Oh, see what I'm drinking? This is Romulan ale and some juice that I found, and I just mixed them together.
Some juice? You don't even know what kind of juice it is.
What does it taste like?
Romulan ale and some juice.
Kind of like a fruity burning. It's kind of a fruity burning.
Is it pickle juice?
I think it's pickle juice. Maybe apple juice. I don't know.
Actually, you know what? Romulan ale and pickle juice sounds like. That would be really good.
You guys can see on the camera that my quarters are kind of messy. Don't care anymore. Everyone else is here with me, so why? Who cares?
How are you still showing up for your shift every day? Are you still?
Of course I am. I'm a good Starfleet officer. Of course I am.
Okay.
Shaved, showered.
Yeah. Sure. Good. That's good.
And every 2 or 3 hours or so, I go into one of the holodecks and I just cry.
Okay.
I've tried really hard to make really good holodeck. You know, duplicates of both you and Dana, but they don't argue right. Neither one of you are just judgmental, as they don't do it. They're too nice, no matter how hard I try. And if I dial that over too far, then they become really mean.
Oh, just go with that then.
I don't want to go with that. They're like so mean. I want to beat them to death.
Well, you could
beat them to death. Yeah.
I don't want to get in the habit of beating my best friends to death.
If you do it once or twice, it's not really happening.
No. Actually, never mind. Don't do that. Maybe because that could be what pushed Evil Jason over the edge and made him turn evil. Maybe
we don't know pushed him over the edge. It was
He tried to recreate like he did. He made like a hologram or whatever he had of me.
Yeah.
Because he missed me, and he got sick of it, and he beat it to death, and then he was like, "Aha!" You know, and that's what started him down the path.
As far as I can tell, he loved you. He never did anything mean to you.
Well, he kept me prisoner in my quarters for weeks.
With tons of girls and food on demand and karate people.
Speaking of which, by the way, I think I might have a little bit of leverage on Odo, the security chief, as far as letting me... getting off my back a little bit as far as naughty karate so I could finally get this thing off the ground.
Yeah, why? What did you do?
Okay. So do you remember Counselor Troy's mother?
Luoxana Troy, yes.
Yeah,
very nice, lovely woman.
I have no idea why, but she's here.
Yeah. Oh, there's she's after your D, probably.
There's some kind of group of diplomats, and she's part of the group and
she's did she bring all the diplomats to go after your D?
No. It's like a Gamma Quadrant thing. It's an official diplomatic.
Oh,
thing.
They're gonna go through the wormhole and do something.
Yeah, and she apparently has the hots for Odo. She's like super into Odo. Odo not super into her. So I was thinking if I could make some kind of a deal with Odo, like, hey, dude, I will keep her off your back, and in exchange, maybe we can reach kind of an understanding. You know, so yeah.
Understanding about what?
Yeah.
About naughty karate, because you know he's still.
It's not illegal. There's nothing you can do about it. It's not illegal.
But he doesn't like it. He's afraid that it would be disruptive.
Who gives a shit if your melty security guard doesn't like naughty karate?
Because he's in charge. Like,
is he giving you crap because he shouldn't be? Because what you're doing is not illegal.
That's right.
Okay. Well, he and I have very different ideas of what constitutes legal and illegal. He's awfully bossy and awfully like.
Yeah,
you
but
know,
he's just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like.
He, isn't you know, he? I'd have You guys know him more than I do.
He's really possessive of his domain.
His area. Yeah.
He's in charge of security. Like, you know, you didn't clear this with me. I'm in charge of security. You know, so.
Is that how he talks? I only talked to him
something
a little
like
bit.
That. I'm Odo. I'm in charge of security. Ooh, I don't like what you're doing over there. You know, like.
That's how he talks.
That's
kind
of how he is. That's kind of how he is, yeah.
Okay, so what are you going to do?
I'm going to see if I can. I'll make a deal with him. I'll keep Loxana Troy out of his way for however long she's here. And
how you plan on doing that?
I don't know. I'll get her to come in for a drink and I'll just get her drunk.
And she'll be like, oh, boy.
I bet she'll remember, like the naughty karate a lot.
Maybe she'll make you wash her underwear again.
I'm not doing that, but maybe she would. Maybe she'd be interested in naughty karate. I mean, not as a participant.
You want to see her get
an audience member?
Oh, okay. You didn't want her to
not
fight,
as a participant.
Her clothes fell off.
No.
Oh, no, but you know what? If you tell her about that, she might do it.
Well, then I would really need some concessions from Odo if I was going to go that far.
Well, okay, but number one, what makes you think he's going to go for a deal like that?
Because he seems very uncomfortable.
Here's what I think you need to do. This is something you need to do. You need to go talk to Quark.
Okay.
Because more than likely, he's a Ferengi. He likes making deals. More than likely, he's offered Odo every single fucking thing under the sun. He more than anyone else would know what floats his boat, what will get him motivated.
Yeah, but can you trust that information? I mean, he's giving information to a competitor.
Let me ask you a question, Steve. Does Quark have anything even closely resembling naughty karate?
No, he's more of a gambling thing. He's got
Does the inside of his place look anything like the bizarre outer space western bar that you've decided that is?
No, not at all.
Well, then maybe he just thinks it's healthy competition. You're alternating an alternative for other people who don't necessarily want to go to Quark's.
I'm trying to offer an alternative.
His is the upscale nice bar, like in a nice hotel, and yours is the seedy, out-of-the-way place on the outskirts of some fucking ruined hellscape.
I would rather just say it's a different theme. I mean, my place is still very nice. I just had it all redone.
Sure. All I'm saying is the sophisticated ones will go to Quark's, and the more seedy base reprobates are going to go to your place.
I still don't like the way you phrase that.
Wow, yeah, that's super judgy.
You don't think that classy people will come to see naughty karate?
No.
You don't?
In fact, when I move to the station, I don't even think I'm going to come and see more naughty karate.
Oh, you're going to love naughty karate.
Well, then why even bother? You're not going to support your friend in his endeavor.
I'm going to always support Steve because he's my best friend, even though he doesn't.
But
okay.
You're just going to stay out of it because you think it's not classy enough.
Just a second. I just found some old macaroni and cheese on the floor. I'm going
to
eat it.
Oh, don't. You don't need to eat that. You have a magic food hole in your room. You can make whatever food you want. You don't need
but
to eat the floor macaroni.
Well, this is gone. I'm going to eat it.
You don't need to eat the floor macaroni.
I wonder if you can. I mean, if you like it, I wonder if you can get the replicator to make floor macaroni for you.
That would be okay. Let me see. You would have to sample it, though.
Yeah. So give a little bit to the
replicator.
You have
to give some of your floor macaroni. Mm-hmm. Can you? Is it even warm? Is it even hot? Is it even warm? Is it just
room temperature?
You're really enjoying room temperature macaroni.
You know how clean this ship is? There's no way. It was good.
Okay.
I don't know how old it is. And also, the Romulan ale is really starting to. It's really starting to get me.
Is that are you hungry? Like you want to get something in your stomach so you don't completely just.
I want something that will take away the loneliness. Can you do? What? Do you have anything to recommend for that, buddy?
Moving since to you're, Space Nine.
What am I supposed to do? Kill everyone and just leave?
No, no. You know.
Maybe if I just killed everybody
and
left.
What if I reached out to some of my friends in the intelligence community? Because I'm a secret agent now. And I get the name of one of the people who should be reviewing your pending transfer request.
Who are you going to reach out to?
Whoever I find out has authority over your transfer.
Whoever is reviewing the pending.
And they're going
to... I'll just lean on them a little.
How? You don't have any power?
No, but I can be a very intimidating guy.
What?
What are you talking about? What? You know this.
You're not intimidating at all.
I'm very intimidating. I'm a veteran Starfleet security officer.
I thought you just meant you were going to lean on them. People get really, uncomfortable when you sort of push in on their personal space like you do.
Mm-hmm.
You thought I was just going to physically lean on the person?
Or hang around when
you... lean toward them.
Yeah.
Not necessarily on them.
You'd be like, I'm not leaving this office until you tell me what's going on. And then you just sit there and you become, uncomfortable. People have to explain who you are and why you're there.
Dana, if I leaned on you, would that make you more likely to do what I was asking you to
There's
do?
There's no way you could get Dana to do what you want. Dana's an independent. She's my granddaughter.
If you asked me to do something that I wanted to do, then I would do it.
Yeah, but if it was something that you didn't want, that's right.
I'm not just going to be contrary like that.
That's right. You don't control her.
I'm not saying, but I'm just trying to make a point that, okay, Dana, come here. We're both in the same room this time. Come here.
All right.
Okay. Now I'm just going to lean against you like this.
Yes, but I know you.
Okay.
We've known each other for years.
Shush.
Excuse
me. I'm leaning against you. I'm trying to prove a point. I'm leaning against you.
Yes, but okay? I know you. That is my point.
I'm leaning against you, and I'm saying, Dana, I'm having a real problem with Odo giving me the green light for Naughty Karate. Could you go and just take this phaser and go take him out for me, please?
Are you kidding? That's not remotely the same thing. That's not the same thing.
But are you more or less likely to do it because I'm leaning on you? Does the
leaning
factor into it at all?
That has nothing to do with it. It doesn't change it one way or the other.
Aha! Exactly! The leaning makes no difference, so therefore it's ridiculous to assume I'm not going to lean on the other person like this. I'm saying lean on them rhetorically. Apply pressure. Make threats.
Threats of what?
Tell them if they know what's good for them, they'll transfer my best friend over here like he said that he wants.
Now, my best chance is for my goober best friend to make an idle threat to somebody.
Well, I'm not going to tell him it's an idle threat. I'm going to tell him it's like a real threat.
Yeah, but they know you. You're not going to. It's fine.
They don't necessarily know me. They might not. It might just be some bureaucrat back at Starfleet headquarters. Some personnel manager.
Just make him promise. Make him promise. To me, your best friend. Make a promise.
I promise, what should I promise?
You're not going to try to hit on my wife while I am here and she is there. Because if you do, she's told me she'll rip your larynx out of your throat and kill you there. She will murder you.
I mean, that's redundant, but... I mean, it definitely gets the point across.
There are four... I'm going to put your mind at ease here, okay?
Yes.
There are four very good reasons why I would never hit on Tina.
Are four, three of them that she'll kill you?
No, one of them is that she'll kill me. So there's three more after that. This should really give you some peace of mind, okay?
Mm.
Number one is she would kill me.
Mm.
Number two is that I feel like I'm mostly beyond my going after Jason's girls phase.
Thank goodness.
I feel like I've grown as a person since I used to do that all the time.
So that's the end of an era.
I know. Number three.
How many numbers are we gonna go through?
Four, Dana.
No,
so this
only
is
four.
Three.
How many fingers does he have?
Four. Okay, and I'm on three now. And this is, and when you interrupt me, it's only making it take longer. So here's the number three is.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is, Tina has kids, and I don't dig chicks with kids. Since she became a mother, since you all adopted Barash, I'm sorry, just not.
You don't like kids.
I got nothing against him.
He doesn't like kids.
You know, I used to have kids in an alternate reality. I had.
If the expectation that he's
a beautiful, successful half dolphin son.
What?
The expectation.
I mean, you forgot about that, Dana. Yeah,
yeah, you forgot. You forgot.
Erased, yeah. Erased by time travel, alas, but he was a boss. Anyway, fourth is
this?
Dana lives on the station too, and Dana would never, like, even if somehow I was, you know, hitting on Tina, and somehow Tina was, you know, was up for it, it would get back to you immediately because Dana is here, and Dana would never let me get away with that.
Well, I would never let you do it.
Number five.
I'm not gonna snitch.
What do you mean you'd never let me do it? What could you do to stop me?
Well, I could lean on you, but metaphorically, right?
Oh, I see.
You forgot number five, Steve. You forgot number five.
Okay, what's number five?
With my new strength, I'd pull your arms out of your sockets.
Okay, so yeah, and so then number five, you would kill me. Number five, you
beat
would
beat you to death with, okay. The arms.
So that's five excellent reasons.
And then while your body was still alive, I'd space you.
Wow, you've really thought this through.
But only for 10 seconds. As your body starts to puff up from being out in space, and then I'd shut the thing, and then you go broop, back to life. But so many of your cells will have exploded. You'd be blind. Your blood just starts to boil just a little, just a tiny
just
bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little, tiny bit. And I go, okay. Take him to the med bay, and then as soon as you're done, and the doctor says, you've got a clean bill of health, yoink, back in spaced. Right back. Tear your new arms off and everything.
So just to clarify, this is all because I had sex with your wife one time.
Mm-hmm.
Or tried to. This is because I tried to have sex with your wife one time. You do all of what you just said.
I didn't. You know what? We all know because of my clone. I'm not really good alone. My mind is bad. I have a bad mind.
You're not thinking. I mean, that was a pretty evil thing you just, you know, imagined there. Are you going over? Kinda, yeah. It was like unnecessary. You didn't just say you're going to kill me. You said you're going to beat me with my own arms and space me intentionally until I was to the point of death, and then bring me back and then beat me up again with my arms. It's like, I mean, you put a lot of thought into that. I'm just saying, like, do you feel because it was isolation that made evil Jason go evil? Are you kind of, do you feel like you're kind of in the danger zone there? Should I be having
There's another problem. I'm avoiding Rolaren.
Why?
Well, because
you
were having when Tina was here, this was perfectly fine. It was like an agreement, right?
Well, just call up Tina and get yourself a hall pass.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not.
Why not?
If she's not here, it's not the same. It's mostly.
You know, honestly, you know what you should do?
What?
Is get Tina to start, you know, checking with her connection. She knows a lot of people.
About
Tina,
getting
get
me
Tina to see what's taking so long with the transfer. There
you
go.
You don't think she's trying? She helped. She's part of the Splunk protocol. I didn't realize how big that fucking thing is. God damn it. Someone needs to change Starfleet and make it better.
What if we
kill a few of them stupid fucking admirals and get them back in line?
See, there's that violence again.
What? I'm just talking out loud. That's all I'm...
It sounds a little evil-ish.
Ish.
Yeah. Evil nudging.
Yeah, evil adjacent. Yeah.
It's edging. I'm evil edging.
You're edging evil, yeah. Yeah, it's not full on evil. You haven't achieved full evil yet. You're just you're just right there.
Right. I only kill people that are bad.
That's what everybody says. I mean, except Lenore. She was pretty blatant with the fact that she just didn't care who she killed. But
sure, I can see why she did what you said she did.
Uh-huh.
She's the woman of passions.
Yes, she was. Oh, believe me.
And she missed her daddy.
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
Well, I miss my best friends, and I miss my wife, and I miss my son. And I'm all here by myself, and all I do is clean the holodeck and do some stuff and Listen to Riker complain forever. About his new brother? What?
Can't Riker do something? Riker's the first officer in charge of personnel. Can't he do something?
Both him and the captain have both said our hands are tied because of the Splunk protocol.
Is that your Captain Picard voice?
Why not? Yes. Hello, I'm Captain Picard, and my hands are tied.
Captain Picard, I'm sorry, my hands are tied.
Blah, blah, blah. I've got to go and do a Dixon Hill novel again. Bye-bye.
Does he still do that shit?
Poodly Pip, what?
Does he still do that Dixon Hill shit?
Yes, all the time.
Oh, yes, I'm a private detective from Los Angeles in the 20th century. That's me.
How do you do?
Who are you kidding, man? Oh, yes, I'm a hard-bitten gumshoe.
That's right. Although
I'm a private investigator.
You want to know something?
What?
He mostly goes to the bar with the strip club in it.
Does he really?
He goes in. Okay, so totally, this is what he does. He goes into his office where he has that, you know, receptionist, the blonde receptionist, who's totally in love with him. And then he goes down to that nightclub after basically just sleeping. He sleeps at his desk with his feet up on the desk.
Really? He's not even like solving mysteries or anything?
No.
Isn't it supposed to be like a solving mysteries type of program?
But no. No mysteries today, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes down to the nightclub. They go, howdy, dicks. And he goes, hey, ladies. And there's ladies all over him. And then he watches the stripper for about 5 minutes, cries in the bathroom, and then it's done.
Wow. That's so weird.
I know.
That's very specific.
That's like someone coming here and using one of Quark's like porno holodeck programs, but not even having sex with the hologram. Just like saying, okay, well, you just entertain yourself. I'm going to read this book.
I mean, maybe he's the one who needs to talk to Counselor Troy.
Yeah, but who knows? Well, she probably knows all about it. I don't know how she goes through her day. When, you know, because she hears all the weird, perverted, sad stuff that all of them do. And now she's sleeping. I mean, here's the thing. She won't hear, maybe she'll hear from Riker. I don't know. But she's like fucking his transporter clone.
Well, that's like, I mean, isn't that more just like a nostalgic type of thing? Because isn't he, I mean, how long ago did he,
It's like 12 years or something. I don't know.
Because weren't they like a thing back in the day?
Yeah.
That's my old boyfriend.
Will and I got a little drunk, and I told him you should stop crying because it's only been 12 years, and mine was 100 years, and you should shut up. And he said, it's a good thing we're off duty because you'd get in trouble.
And he should shut up.
And I told him I'd rip his arms off and beat him to death with him.
Okay.
Oh, how do you think that?
But he laughed. He thought it was funny.
Oh, he thought it was funny. Okay.
He thought it was funny. And Worf was there, and he was just sitting in the corner. I don't think he doesn't laugh a whole lot, but I could feel him judging us.
Okay, so he didn't laugh when you said that you would rip Riker's arms off and beat him to death with him.
No, but he did say that's an excellent tactic for combat.
Oh,
you rip their arms off, they can't do anything.
There's nothing they can do. How are they going to kick you?
Also with the bleeding, but. As a general rule, you know, you fight with your arms, and your instinct is going to be to fight because you're in shock. Once you rip the arms off, you're in shock.
Well, I mean, I think if your arms are ripped off and you're bleeding out, your instinct is going to be, you know, oh God, I'm bleeding out.
You'd be surprised. Apparently, a lot of people continue to try to fight even though they don't have arms.
Yes, I would be surprised.
What, do you, try to headbutt? Do you lower your head and charge? Like, what do you do?
No. They think they have arms.
I think they flail about thinking they have arms, but arms aren't there.
Because remember, it's a really new thing when you rip someone's arms off.
It's not a common experience.
Yeah, most people don't experience that multiple times.
Yeah.
No.
Mm. Or even once.
If I have different kinds of aliens doing non-erotic,
you know what? Maybe you guys are right.
I'm going to have to tell them not to do that.
Maybe I should schedule some time in the holodeck so I can just rip some guy's arms off.
Yeah, get it out of your system.
I'm carrying around a lot of frustrated anger and sadness and a whole bunch of other stuff.
You don't want to get to the point where you're seriously considering doing this to real people.
Yeah,
Not only because you're an immortal, you're in an immortal body with super strength. Like, if you wanted to, you could probably kill pretty much everybody on that ship with your bare hands.
Like, I could walk down a corridor and just kill everybody.
Yeah,
you wouldn't even have to have a phaser.
You could take over the entire ship in a matter of minutes. Like it could, you, like the Enterprise would just be your ship. And then if you wanted, you could even just fly it to Deep Space Nine.
Exactly.
Fly it into the sun.
Well, yeah, but then that wouldn't reunite you with nobody.
That's true. What you should do is kill everybody on the ship and then fly it here so you can reunite with us.
I could just say, computer, please fly me to Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, but don't do that. Like, don't actually do
that. It's too bad the computer on the Enterprise doesn't have arms I could rip off.
You could make a hologram. Couldn't you say, hey, computer, make a holographic representation of yourself. And then it would be like, here I am, I'm the computer. And then you could just tackle it and just beat the shit out of it.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know if we want to encourage acting on these.
I'm out of Romulan ale.
Well, you're just going to have to sober up, buddy. That sounds like a
stupid idea for losers. That's not an answer I'd expect from someone who owns a bar. Go sober up.
Well, but people come to the bar for a good time and have a night out, right? And then they go home. But you're like already home and you're drinking all by yourself and eating
and you're not having a good time.
It doesn't seem like
you are having a good time at all.
No. Maybe you should replicate like some synthahol and kind of start to take the edge off.
Maybe you should take that bit of advice and shove it up your ass.
Okay, fine. All right.
Okay. I'm going to eat as much as this floor macaroni.
Do you think if floor macaroni was on the menu of the Happy Bottom Riding Club over here, that it would be a big seller?
How would you market that?
Floor macaroni? It'd just be a line on the menu. Here's our menu.
You just throw it on the floor?
Well, no, I would say it would just be like, it's a conceptual thing. You know, I would recreate the qualities of floor macaroni without actually throwing macaroni on the floor. I'd do it in a hygienic way.
And cold, and do you serve it on the floor?
No, maybe I could serve it on like a piece of flooring. You know, instead of a plate, the plate would be like a floorboard.
Huh? Yeah, they're stupid aliens. They wouldn't know any difference.
Exactly. Stupid aliens with money. That's
like, so many humans eat macaroni off the floor, do they? And he'll be like, yes, it's a delicacy.
Yeah, and we pay through the nose for it, so cough it up.
How do I push money out of my nose? Because aliens are stupid.
And I'll say, just take it out of your pocket and give it to me.
Like, but what about my nose? You said, what? You're going to pay my nose?
I'll say, fuck your nose. And they'll say, what? How do I do
how
that?
How in the world?
You stupid aliens.
You filthy earth monkeys are weird.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to the Gamma Quadrant and tell everybody what weirdos you are.
So anyway, Ro kind of wants to... Ro wants to do some stuff, and I just don't want to do it without Tina here.
What has she said?
She was like, hey, let's schedule some time to talk or do something. And I'm like, I know exactly what that means. That means Ensign Rose is going to go after my day, and I only want to do that with my wife here, so...
Well, maybe what if Tina was, like, on subspace like this? What if she was watching, like, you know...
Gross, that's so gross. Stop, shut up.
Now, Jason,
she can pleasure herself while she's watching you with Ro.
Shut up, so gross, shut up. What were you saying, Daniel?
I was saying, why are you judging that? Have you asked Tina, then she said she wouldn't like it?
I wouldn't like it, don't I get a say?
You do, but being, you know,
then shut up.
Like something and you're calling it gross, that's kind of rude.
Rude to who?
The person that you're yelling at.
I'm not yelling at anybody except for you. Stay out of my sex life. God damn it.
You're the one who brought it up. If you want people to stay out of it, then you should be the one who shuts up. There.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't cry, man.
There's no crying when you drink. It's not allowed.
We're getting to this.
That's all I ever seem to do is drink. Makes me cry because there's nobody here. I'm gonna be alone in my bed again. Jeez.
It does suck.
I'm gonna die here. I'm gonna die on the Enterprise.
You're not gonna die for millions and millions of years.
Never gonna leave. I'm never gonna go. The Enterprise will blow up around me, and I'll be just floating in space. Then
you'll be fine. You're functionally immortal. If I tried to beat you, if I tried to space you like you said you were gonna space me, if I tried to have sex with Tina, it probably wouldn't even work. For all we know, you'd be fine in the vacuum of space.
I know. Well, maybe I should try that. It's a good idea. Thank you. I'll see if
I
could
do that. Shoot yourself out a torpedo tube and just swim all the way.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah, I could do that too. I wonder if I start doing all that shit, they just say, fine, just go. Just go. Just go and go. The Deep Space Nine.
If they're going to, court-martial you for abandoning your post, wouldn't they court-martial you for doing a bunch of stupid shit?
Oh, no, then we'll court-martial me. I'll just be detained.
Detained, then. Whatever.
In order to court-martial me, they have to put me up on charges. And the Spunk Protocol is a protocol. It's not a law.
There you go. Well, in that case, if you start doing stupid shit, they can just detain
you. You know who told me that? You know who told me that the protocol is just a protocol? And
I don't know if I ever told you that.
The ship's legal counsel told me that. I went in and said, the Spunk Protocol. And they said, well, it's not a law, it's a protocol. And then they cried and thanked me for coming to see them, because no one ever comes to see them about asking them law questions.
They seem like a really lonely bunch.
Everybody should go talk to the captain. The captain's the one who does the legal stuff.
He's already told me. They can't do anything. No one can do anything. It's stupid.
We're missing the really obvious solution to this.
Whoa, more drinks. Okay, I'm going to go to Guinan's and get a bottle of something. Goodbye. You guys do whatever. I'm leaving.
He's walking away from them.
Okay.
He doesn't seem like he's doing super well.
No, not so much. Very much, the circling around the drain before getting pulled and sucked under.
Yeah. Would you like to hear my brilliant solution to how we should fix this problem? You're taking way too long to think about this.
I'm not sure if I will like it. To hear it or not, but I guess go ahead.
I can't
stand not knowing.
I can tell you mean that.
Absolutely. Go ahead. We just what?
We just make another time clone of Jason. And we leave the other Jason on the Enterprise, and then our Jason can just leave. He can sneak off the ship and he can come and live with us.
Yeah, but if they found out he was here, would he get detained again?
Well, we'll just change his name.
Yeah, but he looks like Jason.
But it's a big universe. There's people that look like people. He can cut his hair a little different, or grow his beard out, or shave his beard, or he can do something to make himself look different. We can say, oh no, this isn't Jason Splunk, this is Jordan. Blink. Right? I'm going to tell him this idea. This is a good idea.
Look what I got. This black bottle out of 10 Ford.
Have just the same problem.
Quiet, I'm talking.
What about the black bottle?
They found this black bottle in 10 Ford. Guinan wasn't there. I don't know.
Well, you're not just going to drink it without knowing what it is.
Why not?
Well, at least put it in the replicator and ask the computer what it is.
Why?
Because then if you like it, then you know what it is.
Okay, but I can just ask her later. Here's an empty bottle bag. What was it?
But if it's empty, you won't be able to find out what it was.
What if it's like furniture polish? You don't even know if it's something to drink.
It looks like something to drink. It's in a fancy bottle.
All right, well, just take a little bit of it.
Perfume comes in fancy bottles. It smells great and it tastes awful.
Let me smell it.
Just drink a little bit of it.
It smells terrible.
Well, don't drink it.
Well, it's probably good to drink.
Yeah.
Drink a little bit of it.
Let me listen to it. I'm gonna listen to it.
Lick it.
There, listen. I'm listening to it. See? Does that satisfy you? I'm gonna take a little sip. I'm gonna take a little tiny sip.
Just take a little bit.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna pour some in my drink with that.
Okay.
Oh, lovely.
What's it taste like?
Like pee-pee.
It tastes like pee-pee.
Remember that time that we were drunk and what was it, Argelis for? And we were fighting and we were drunk and we were also naked for some reason. And then you pee-peed and some of your pee-pee got in my mouth.
Yeah.
Remember how we also talked about how we're never going to say that to anybody ever? But now I'm doing it. I don't care.
Now you're doing it on the show that everybody's going
to
hear.
Because I love my great-granddaughter so much. She needs to know everything about everything. And it wasn't a little pee-pee. It was like a lot of pee-pee. It was like I caught a full stream of Steve's pee-pee.
We were pretty drunk.
It was bad.
We were playing a game. We were playing a game.
We weren't. We were wrestling. And so we were wrestling naked and we were drunk and on the beach and he pee-peed.
I figured I might as well just let her rip. I mean,
remember a kid saw us and started to cry and screamed that man pee-peed in that other man's mouth.
It was a confusing moment for him. He was, you know, he'd never seen that kind
of thing. Yeah, it tastes like that, but sweeter.
So, okay. Okay.
That is interesting.
So, are you going to drink any more of it?
Sure.
Okay.
So anyway, I came up with a great idea that's going to fix everything.
He says it's great. I'm not sure.
And why can't you back me up?
I'm just being honest, okay?
Don't be honest. Back me up.
Don't yell at my granddaughter. Okay, I'll rip your arms off and beat you to death.
She said it's a great idea.
I did. I'm totally not being honest because he said don't be honest, so I'm lying.
Don't. Why do you keep undermining it? Just say that you think it's a great idea and back me up.
See, if you want to find out what your arms taste like, stop yelling at my great-granddaughter.
Okay, here's the idea. We just make another time clone of you.
What?
We make another time clone of you, and we leave one on the Enterprise, and then we take you and bring you here.
But I gotta work for Miles when I'm on the next... over there.
Okay, Miles is cool. We can get him to agree to something. Maybe you
I'm not thinking him. About Miles because eventually they're going to have to tell Starfleet Command that I am working on Deep Space Nine.
No, they're going to think you're still on the Enterprise because we're going to leave your time clone there and you can move here. And we're even going to change your name. I even thought of what your new name is going to be.
I won't like it.
No, it's Jordan Splink.
I hate it. I hate that name.
It sounds a lot like your other name. It sounds a lot like your real name. It's the same number of syllables. It's similar sounds.
I hate that name.
Jordan Splink.
I hate that name.
And you can live here with us, and nobody
and
will even know.
And you'll be with Tina.
Yeah.
Tina's only there because she thought I was moving there, and now I haven't moved there yet.
Yep.
I should just tell her to move back to the Enterprise. They're never going to let me leave.
Nah, she's not going to pull Barash out of school.
How much time are you spending with my wife, Dave?
I told you. How
many times have you seen her today, Steve?
I haven't seen her at all today.
This isn't the old Jason, the one that would just sit there and go, "Oh, it's okay. You got in between me and the woman that I love." This time, I will literally find you and I'll kill you. I will rip off all of your appendages and beat you to death with them.
I think you need to come clean.
What?
Come clean about what?
What did he do?
Nothing important. Nothing terrible.
My wife's not important now, is that it?
I didn't say you did your wife.
I will kill my own granddaughter.
How's it feel, Dana? How's it feel? Now he's turning on you.
It's just the whatever I'm drinking.
I think we need to use the transporter to split this Jason into a good half and an evil half, and the good half can come here, and the evil half...
Remember, Kirk almost died. Both halves almost died.
We can figure out a workaround for that.
No.
Besides, this is the future. Like, this is way from when Kirk did it. I'm sure they have better technology now.
The transporters are probably better now. Like, they divide you up in a way that makes you stable.
I don't know. I think that.
Well, look what happened. Look what happened with Riker. Apparently, Riker's is fine. He's not even half good, half evil.
No, it's just another Riker.
You know what you should do? Oh my God! You should talk to Tom Riker about how he kept from losing his marbles, being by himself on that planet all those years. Wasn't he completely on his own?
No, he was all alone on the. Yeah.
Well, I mean, is he completely insane? Is he like just a walking, frothing at the mouth lunatic?
He seems pretty normal.
Well, you talk to him. See what he did. to, you know, to survive.
I imagine it's masturbate a lot.
Have you tried that?
I don't see how it couldn't be at least a part of it.
What do you think, Dana? Of course.
I don't think about you masturbating.
I get home. There's nobody home. I eat my dinner off the floor. I drink. And then I masturbate until I cry.
Are you proud of yourself really asking your great-grandfather if he masturbates? Yeah, you just asked your great-grandfather if he masturbates. Are you proud of yourself?
I know! No! Well, it's your fault. You're the one who brought it up.
I didn't mention masturbation at all. I just said that he should talk to Thomas Riker about how he got through his isolation.
And I said he probably masturbates a lot. And then you asked me about my masturbation.
That's how we got here.
You sick, sad, strange little monkey.
That's very hurtful.
Actually, that's kind of cute.
Especially since she was just in a hole a couple weeks ago and monkeys were bringing her food.
Exactly.
A monkey was bringing her food. Also,
speaking
by the way,
which,
thanks for that video.
Yeah, did you see that? Oh, come on. You know the video. The video that everybody's... Okay.
Everyone on Baitjords talking about the singing Starfleet officer.
Let's talk about... struggling with being stuck over there on the Enterprise. Steve, shut your face. Shut your face, Steve.
She's leaning on me.
I'm just sitting here, okay? I just want to empathize with Jason because he's clearly struggling.
I already seen it.
Steve, we need to focus.
Steve's so dependent on
him. You need to focus, Steve.
If you want me...
You need to focus. You don't need that many fingers, do you?
Okay, I'm gonna pull my hand back now.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
And you don't need the lips on your face, do you?
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying that Jason is struggling, and we need to focus on, you know, helping him.
All I'm saying
over here to the space station.
If that's what you want, and that's what you're asking, it would be a little more appealing, and I would be more apt to go along with it and to help you if that request was coming in the form of a song.
Yeah. Why don't you sing him?
You know where there's not going to be a song coming from? It's coming from your throat, because here, feel these thumbs, feel these
thumbs.
Stop it.
Kill my best friend.
Should I pour you a drink first?
I'm just going to mute him. Come on, Jason, haven't you ever wanted to mute Steve?
Do you need me to pour a drink first?
Would it
be better
if
you were drunk before you start to sing?
Stop choking him. It's okay.
I'm not really joking. I think
you did a great...
I can breathe.
Not talk. Just breathe. Okay, see there? He can breathe.
But you have a
beautiful... Smile, Steve, but don't say anything.
You have a beautiful singing voice. You're wonderful.
Well, that's not what everybody's saying.
You need to be
talking to people and making sure you need to be doing everything you can. I don't know why you're spending your time drinking. You need to be busting your butt to get yourself over here.
And now everybody knows you weren't having an orgy.
That's true.
A Bajorgy?
Yeah, you didn't have a Bajorgy.
How much of your throat do you want to keep?
You were singing Bajorio.
You introduced them to light rock from the 1970s.
You're fully human, right, Steve?
Yeah, Steve's nothing but human.
Okay, great. So you don't need to breathe for a little while, and then you'll just be quiet. So here, if I just put pressure right here, I can just wait.
Okay. Just
right here. Okay, Jason, how long do I hold it?
You don't. Just let him go. I already know what you're trying to get him to be quiet. I already know all about it.
I have so much to live for.
Everyone on the ship knows, too.
That means I need to press harder, right?
He makes an excellent argument. Everybody's already seen the video.
Well, but now that you don't have it, since everybody's seen it, you don't have it. Shouldn't be able to cough. Come on. Okay. How many minutes do I need to hold him like this?
I don't know.
A little bit of a cramp here.
He can pass out pretty quickly, actually.
Okay, I'm watching his eyes.
Just watch his eyes. He'll pass out here in a second. Why are you choking him until unconsciousness?
Okay, there so Why? Easy to see.
Yes.
Okay, maybe I need to be quieter, Jason.
No, he'll wake up in a second. He'll wake up in a second. I don't understand why you're so upset.
It made me very uncomfortable, and I don't understand.
Well, number one,
you're not happy right now.
You were drunk, and you were singing at the Gratitude Festival, and someone videoed you.
I don't think you need to bring up my uncomfortable situation just to sort of make yourself feel better. That's not fair.
I was just trying to tell you that I don't think you were singing that bad on the videotape of
you
singing.
Well, everybody else does, so like we can just not talk. How much Tina misses you.
You fuck those people. Really, really I miss sad. Tina. I miss her.
I bet you miss her a whole lot, don't you?
I wish I could watch the video of you singing at the Gratitude Festival.
You wish that you could be with Tina.
Right? With Tina.
Right.
That's right.
Tina misses you. Did you know she was crying the other day?
Oh no.
Because she misses you so much. You not being here made your wife sad.
Did she really? Wake Steve up, Steve. Was Tina crying because I wasn't there?
Tina was sad.
She was very sad.
She was very sad. She was sad, and Barash was being a little shit. And I said, "Just hit him." And she said, "I won't hit my child."
She was crying in her quarters. She was crying because I wasn't there because she was sad.
Yeah, she was missing you.
What were you doing? What were you doing in her quarters, you little son of a bitch? What were you doing in my wife's quarters while she was crying?
If Jason was here, I would tell him to go ahead and have sex with Ensign Roe because we had an understanding and that would be completely fine.
Now you guys are just lying to me to keep me from being violent. That's what it is. Don't want me to be violent, and you don't want me to talk about all the singing you did at the Gratitude Festival on Bajor 2 weeks ago. No, it's not. It makes me want to drink more.
Okay.
Do you know what I think would really, really help?
Donuts.
If we all had a sing-along, Dana, you know how it goes. Come on, let's go. One, two,
yeah,
three.
Start it off.
Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping around my back stairs. Come on, you know the lyrics.
You know how to sing. You sang it.
Nope, I don't know this one.
You sang it.
That's the one you were on the tape singing it.
Nope, don't know it. Don't know it.
The whole command crew watched the video on our last poker session.
Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
Yeah, I do because I have the hologram of you singing it and I played it for
the
command crew.
I haven't watched the video.
It's great.
I didn't know you were such a Gordon Lightfoot fan.
The best part of the whole rendition is when your skirt drunkenly falls off halfway through singing it.
Yep.
And you don't even notice.
Nope.
Nope.
And you're still the most clothed person in the video.
And also, everyone on Bajor loves you. They think you're great.
They do?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, they think it's great. They've never heard human music before. They don't know how it's supposed to sound.
That's right.
That's fair enough.
Now they're going to have to find...
Maybe all Bajoran music is kind of like that.
At the next Gratitude Festival, they're going to have to find somebody that is going to be able to approximate your dynamic version of that song.
There you
and
go.
Also be able to drop their skirt and be that drunk.
But if they're doing it on purpose, they shouldn't be that drunk because managing that level of control to approximate that would be very difficult.
Also, I want to know, was that monkey, that little Bajoran monkey drunk too? Did you get that monkey drunk?
I did not get the monkey drunk. Have you tried to control a monkey recently?
No.
Thank you very much. Monkeys do what they want to do.
Have not, Steve. Be quiet. You
I'm just trying
don't
to
know.
Monkey. Levity into the situation.
Yeah, I believe you.
And I was deprived of oxygen to the point of unconsciousness about 5 minutes ago in case we
Yeah, you tried to
that.
Kill my best friend.
I didn't try to kill him. I was trying to just shut him up for a while.
You,
it worked for a little
you
bit.
You choked him out for no reason.
No, I was for a very good reason.
We're so proud of you and your drunk singing at the Gratitude Festival.
I'm proud that I didn't kill him. That was pretty cool. Steve, aren't you glad I didn't kill you?
Yes, I'm glad you didn't kill me.
See, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that more floor macaroni?
How's the floor macaroni? How much macaroni is on your floor?
I don't know, like 4 days.
Or are you getting it from the replicator now?
Well, I'll think I'm hungry, but I'm actually just lonely. So
I told you, donuts.
I just put it on the ground. Now I'm having some because I'm talking to my friends. But I don't get to talk to my friends all that often. And I don't, my wife's not here. And what's the point of even wearing a shirt? I don't think I'm going to wear a shirt again.
No, you okay.
I have all this macaroni in the hairs of my shirt, on my chest, I mean.
Well, you should.
Shouldn't you shower?
Yeah, you should take a shower.
Why?
To clean off the macaroni on your chest.
No amount of water is going to make my life clean.
Well, no, that's what the soap is for.
You use the sonic setting.
This body is killed. This body has killed so many people. Did you know that?
Yeah, but you're not responsible for most of those.
Yeah, but you weren't in it at the time. That was a different you.
Yeah. And evil you, which you're definitely not, despite your, you know, recent violent thoughts.
Yeah, fixation on killing.
Ripping people's arms off.
And violence. Yeah, yeah,
specifically ripping people's arms off, yeah.
Maybe I should just get a roasted chicken. No, the replica.
Yeah, get a chicken. Get some protein, yeah.
And rip its wings off.
Yeah, okay. If that would make you feel better.
Maybe it needs... I don't think the replicator is big enough to replicate a larger roasted animal.
Well, you can get just a little one. Can't you get like a little...
I know what I'll do. I'll go to the holodeck.
Okay.
Go to the holodeck. And ask the holodeck to please replicate... Like a roasted cow, I guess.
A whole cow.
Yeah,
cow.
And then I'll just rip the arms off of that. That way, I'm not there ripping the arms off of somebody I know. And then I have something I replicate or stuff. But I mean, it's the holodeck. It doesn't.
Okay, so you're gonna rip a cow apart on the holodeck, and then you're gonna eat the cow.
Yeah, that sounds mentally healthy, doesn't it?
That's better than killing everybody on the ship with your bare hands.
But cows don't have arms.
Oh my god.
I can make up anything I want on the holodeck.
So you're gonna make a cow with arms?
I'll make a cow with 90 arms. I'll stay alive as I rip them off.
That'll keep you occupied for a while.
I'll make a cow with like 90 human arms grown out of its body, and every time I rip them out, it screams in a human voice.
That is, again, we're leaning kind of dark there.
And it begs me not to do it. It says, please, I didn't mean to do what I did. I'm like, wait, then rip them off. Ah, like that.
And you think Tina would be less upset to hear you've been doing that than to find out you had sex with Rome?
I need to talk to my wife very soon.
I agree.
I think that's a good idea.
So I can masturbate and look at her and cry like we've been doing lately. Which is sad, and it makes me sad. And I don't like doing it that way. It's sad. I said too much.
Yep.
I think I said too much.
Yep.
I think I just told my great-granddaughter that I masturbate and cry while looking at my wife.
And your best friend.
Yeah, well, he doesn't care. Fuck him.
Well, and also, I mean, now Dana knows the real reason why she's had to babysit Barash so often.
A lot. Yeah, that's why. That's
a lot.
I
mean, we couldn't just bring him down to the bar.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Well, I mean...
Why are you inviting my child to your bar, Steve?
Once the naughty karate starts, you know, really gets off the ground, I think he'd really like that.
I don't want him coming into your bar anymore. He's a little baby boy. He's my baby boy.
He's not that young. He's probably like the equivalent of like a human teenager by now.
Okay, whatever. He's my baby boy, and I don't want him corrupted by foxy boxing.
Okay, naughty karate.
Nudie patootie.
That's patootie's not even a combat discipline. Yeah.
How dare you? The Pootarians really think that that's the greatest form of martial art.
But the Pootarians call everything patootie.
I know they do. They can't help it.
They're the most patootiest people in the galaxy. You see what I did there?
No. Yeah. What did you do?
I made a pun from their name and the word they call everything.
Hooray, puns. I hate them.
You hate a lot right now.
I hate almost everything.
You hate everything.
Yeah.
You hate everything.
Yeah. I just want to lie here on the floor. That's all I want to do.
Okay, I'm just not don't lie in any of that macaroni.
It's too late. I sat in some.
Yeah.
I sat in some of the macaroni. If you guys were here, I'd at least attempt to keep my place clean.
You need to keep your place clean for yourself, for man. For you. It's about pride, and it's about your personal, your mental and physical welfare.
I'm not sure that he has much of any of those things right now.
Nope. Ding, ding, ding. Dana wins the prize, and the prize is not ripping her arms off to beat her to death.
Oh, so Steve didn't win a prize, and you're going to beat your best friend to death with his own arms? That's not healthy.
I'd never do that to Steve. Yeah, you choked him. You just choked my best friend.
I didn't choke him to death, though.
You choked him until he passed out. He turned blue.
He didn't turn blue. Did I turn blue? Did I
turn blue? He turned blue. You turned blue.
No, it was just a little less pink around your mouth.
He turned as blue as those blue guys. All he needed was some antennas.
You mean the Andorians?
You see what I did there?
No, I didn't mean... Shit. What? Blue shit. What?
Yeah, blue shit.
Yeah, blue shit. That's very clever.
It's
that's
another pun. I'm going to kill both of you and keep doing
there
that.
There we go. Now we both get to be killed with our own arms. Or you can rip our arms off and you can kill Steve with my arms and
kill us with each other's arms.
Mix it up. I know, I'll rip my own arms off and beat you to death with them.
Happy to be over here.
Well, no, that's not... I feel like you've overlooked the more obvious problem there. Like, what if he rips his own arms off? What's he going to beat people with? His arms are off now.
Willpower.
The Ensign's Log is a Lemmy Listen podcast production, featuring Steve Shives, Dana Cole, and Jason Harding. Produced by Jason Harding. Music, Secret of Tiki Island, composed and performed by Kevin MacLeod. Find all of Kevin's music at incompetech.com. You can find more Lemmy Listen podcasts at lemmylistenpodcast.com. And if you like what we do, you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/lemmylisten. And thanks for listening.